Good morning to my guest today. My guest today is Rob Erkelman. Rob is an established stand-up comic, can I say that?
Yeah, I'll go with that. I'll take that. Thank you.
Okay. And I've so MC Rob Erkelman. Mm. What does it stand for? Is it Master
It's just
ceremony?
A comparing thing. We call when you've not actually been on the comics, you tend to MC the night, so you look after the night, get people going.
So, Rob, can you explain to our listener what is your background and what is your daily job?
Mm. Well, I lived in Cambridge for a long time, and about 10 years ago, I bumped into a guy called Richard Brown, who ran Compton Sports and Arts for a long time. He and I had known each other for many years. I used to put bands into the Boat Race, which your old listeners will know was a great, was a lovely venue on East Road. We used to put live bands into there many, many years ago. And I went actually to Compton to teach a spinning cycling class. And he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm doing a bit of comedy." He said, "You want to run a night here?"
Oh, wow.
And so Custard Comedy was born. So it's all Richard Brown's fault. And now we run nights in Comberton, in Willow Tree and Bourne, we'll talk about in a second, and yeah. Willingham and other villages around in the Cambridgeshire area.
So is the laughing and comic has been a big part of your life since, you know, ever? Or is it more like recent? Or
it's quite a recent thing. I was always desperate to get on stage. I spent a long time managing bands and running bands and running nights for music and so on, but that wasn't enough. I really wanted to be on stage and getting the applause and the adulation and so on, and I couldn't play an instrument, I couldn't sing, so comedy was pretty much was where it was at for me. So I wasn't any good at it to start with. I spent a year dying horribly on stage and going home and crying my eyes out shows because I was so bad. But I loved when it did go well. I absolutely loved it, and it was just something that's grown and grown over the last 8 or 9 years. So here I am doing it in a sort of same professional fashion, and it's great fun.
Yeah, like you said, I think there is no school to become a stand-up comic, and I think, you know, it's, for me, it looks really hard, and we don't have quite the similar thing actually in France, and it's so, I don't know, it looks really hard. So how do you do? How do you do to do your writing and everything for a show?
Firstly, it is phenomenally hard. But when it goes well, it is the best feeling I've ever had in my entire life. The adrenaline you get off it, if it goes well, is just fantastic. The only way to get through it, really, is just to write a lot and go on stage a lot, and you will have some horrible deaths because people will hate what you do, and you're not really very good when you start, but eventually over 10, 12, 15 years you gradually work out how this thing gets put together, and you write more and you get better and you drop bits and write new bits, and eventually you end up with a good 20-minute club set which you can take around the clubs and start making money off.
And do you, when you start writing, do you try your jokes in front of your family or friends before?
No, because they don't laugh.
Really? How rude.
Well, the thing is that they know you, and it's always difficult, I think. I would advise your first gig should never be around your friends and family, because the chance that you'll have a horrible time and everyone will get really embarrassed, it'll all be a thing. Any stand-up comic, I would say gig hundreds of miles from your home for at least the first year till you get a little bit better than being terrible, and then maybe gig your friends and family. I wouldn't advise it in any event, really, because if it goes wrong, it's embarrassing, it's tricky, and your mum will never talk to you again.
Oh,
ever will
on.
And stuff. It'll all be a thing. So I would advise never play to friends and family. Really.
And Rob, can you tell me more about the Custard Committee?
Mm. So Custard Committee, as I say, was started by accident. I never meant to be a promoter, but here I am. And we run monthly gigs at Comberton, and we run a monthly gig in the summer at Willow Tree at Bourne. And we run occasional gigs in other villages, Willingham, Shelford, Impington, over amongst other places. And we also run occasional nights with Cambridge University during the Festival of Ideas and the Festival and Science Festival as well. So, yeah, it's a small but great fun thing to do.
Yeah, good. And can you tell our listener what they can expect actually coming to see you tonight? So it's at the Willow Tree from 7:30. So tell me more about it.
Okay, with Willow Tree in Bourne, firstly, it's an absolutely gorgeous venue. The food is fantastic, and the garden with the Willow Tree in it is just a beautiful place to do comedy, is the first thing.
Yeah, I've been looking through their website. It looks absolutely fantastic.
It is. It's a properly lush venue, the Willow.
Wow.
I would go just for that, frankly. Just turn up. The ambience is amazing. And we do a gig in the teepee at the back of the garden.
Oh, cool.
Hence the name of the night, Teehee in the Teepee. Not my idea, but genius nonetheless.
Yeah.
And it's very intimate. You've got 40 people in the tent. They're sitting on straw bales, some of them, and in deck chairs. It's a very relaxed evening. And I go on stage at about 8 o'clock and I wind people up, I'm rude to them. It's in a very nice way, obviously. An MC's job pretty much is to get people ready for the night. And I get paid for being rude, which I enjoy very much indeed. Oh. So it's a spectacularly good job for me to do.
Are you rude? Oh, no. No, really?
No, well, not in a crude way, oh. but just I'm just rude to people, that's all.
Okay.
It does let spill over my day life sometimes, which is not which is not quite so good. But and then we've got three fantastic acts. We have Philip Simon, who's a one-liner comic. Tom Rackham and Teresa Farland-Middle, who are storytellers. And Matthew Osborne at the end, who's another much darker one-liner comic. And then you can get drinks and eat the Willow Tree as well, so it's a great place to do that. At 10:30, we all go home.
Oh, brilliant.
Brilliant.
Who are your inspiration? Do you, who is the best stand-up comic for you and why?
I think I do a lot of one-liners, so I think Gary Delaney, who does a lot of Mock the Week now, I've known him for Gary, well, I don't know him, but I've known of him for many, many years. Just a fantastically dark one-liner comic. And there's a man called Tom Binns who does a number of different comics. Ivan Brackenbury, who is a hospital radio DJ comic, who's just the funniest man I've ever seen. If you YouTube Ivan Brackenbury, there's a 5-10 minute clip of him, which I probably watch it once every 2 or 3 weeks, because every time it just makes me collapse in hysterics. Brilliantly, brilliantly funny man. And then Ross Noble I love as well, very surreal, very off-the-wall stuff. But there are so many fantastic comics he will never, ever see on television.
Oh, yeah.
But are probably, or definitely, as good if not better than ones you see on TV. And they're plugging around the circuit, and there's a wealth of comedy talent out there. So get outside, guys, and see some live comedy. It's all over the place. Just find your nearest venue and have a laugh.
Yeah, absolutely agree with you. I think it's a great... great evening, absolutely. You know, when you go with the family and friends, it's really, really nice. And while I was preparing this interview, I went to your website, mm-hmm. which is www.robcolemancomedy.co.uk, and I saw you are getting ready to a big challenge.
Yes.
Oh, my word. Can you tell me more about it?
Okay, so about 15 years ago, I wanted to do something really extraordinary with my life. And I came across this thing called ocean rowing. And I thought, rowing an ocean is completely bonkers, frankly. Oh, you don't take a rowing boat across an ocean. The two are not compatible.
Do you do some rowing, since young age?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not okay. A rower. This is, in a weird way, it's a good thing, because you don't get too caught up with the technicalities of it.
Okay.
And I tried to row an ocean from the Canaries to the Caribbean.
And how many miles?
It's about 3,000 miles, give or take.
Oh, my word.
And for reasons I won't go into, it went horribly wrong. And I vowed I would never get in a boat again as long as I lived. And then time moves on. And you forget, and I broke a hip about 3 years ago, and I turned 50 a couple of years ago, and you think, I really want to do this, because it's been nagging away at me for years and years and years, and if I don't do it now, I never will. So here we are, back again, going to a team of four this time, from Gomera in the Canaries to Antigua, about 3,000 miles. It takes about 7 or 8 weeks to get across, and it will test us to the limits of our physical and mental abilities, because it will be a hell of a thing to do. But I'm really looking forward to it, a little bit scared as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So when are you going to do that?
The race starts in December 12th.
Do you know how long it would take to do that?
Yeah, we're aiming to break the world record for a mixed crew, which is 56 days.
Oh.
So if we can get across by early Feb, that would make me very happy indeed.
So how does it work? Do you have, for the eating and sleeping, how does it work?
The boat itself is about 26 feet long, and you take all your own food with you, which you...
Wow.
And you make your own, you desalinate your own water from the seawater.
Okay.
And there's a cabin at one end to sleep, and the two of you row and two of you sleep. And you row in 2-hour shifts, and you have 2 hours when you're not rowing to eat, sleep, clean yourself off, and get ready to go again. And it is, they call it managed decline when they prepare you for it, because your body will gradually end up just being ruined by the experience. But it's only 9 weeks, so it's not the rest of your life, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, it's only 9 weeks. Yeah, I love your positive attitude here,
And you have amazing skies, you get to see wildlife and stars.
Oh, I mean, it would be
experience.
Amazing. Absolutely. Yeah. And how can our listener can support you?
If they go to the website, which is headstogetherandrow.org.uk, or they can write to us at headstogetherandrow@gmail.com. We're raising money for Mind and Combat Stress, which is two mental health charities. We all have mental health experiences, and we're all keen to support mental health. And also we're looking for corporate sponsorship to help to get the start line, because these things are not cheap to put together.
Oh, wow. Okay. Back to tonight, then. Tell our listener when, where, what time and how much.
Okay, so the comedy starts at 8 o'clock, but come early for a drink and a meal at the Willow Tree, 29 High Street, Bourne. It's £10 on the door, and you'll have a great day. It'll be a fantastic night of laugh. It'll be brilliant.
Oh, thank you very much, Rob. I wish you a lovely evening tonight. Lots of people, and good luck.
Thanks for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
To your big challenge. Thank you very much.